With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Governor Steve Bullock signed an executive order this morning announcing an invasive species emergency in Montana. Corn Cates Carney reports.
Wildlife officials closed 180 miles of the Yellowstone River just over a week ago after discovering a non-native parasite killing thousands of mountain whitefish and native trout. The river closure hits the outdoor economy of Park County, just north of Yellowstone National Park, where about a quarter of all jobs are tourism-related. Jake Troyer with the Montana Department of Labor and Industry says the governor's order provides needed assistance.
There is an emergency fund that has been approved for up to $15.4 million in workforce programs that people can turn to as we move through this unfortunate situation.
Troyer says people can learn if they qualify for that money by contacting the Job Services Office in Livingston. The governor's office says the state's outdoor economy supports more than 64,000 jobs statewide. Wildlife officials say there is no timeline for reopening the river. The section of river inside Yellowstone National Park is still open. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
A plane crash in western Montana has killed a star of the History Channel reality show Ice Road Truckers and another man. A History Channel spokeswoman confirmed today that 52-year-old Daryl Ward died yesterday in the fiery crash on the shoulder of I-90 southeast of Missoula. Missoula County Sheriff's Captain Bill Burt says the pilot appeared to be trying to land at a small airstrip when, quote, something went drastically wrong, unquote. Witnesses say the plane went through a strand of trees, hitting some of them. The public is invited to watch Montana's U.S. House candidates debate at two events this week. As Yellowstone Public Radio's Jackie Yamanaka reports, the events will also be broadcast live, statewide.
Republican incumbent Ryan Zinke and Democratic challenger Denise Juneau will face off for the first time tonight at Fraser School on the Fort Peck Indian Reservation. Libertarian Mike Fellows was invited but declined. The event is sponsored by the Glasgow Courier newspaper and the Montana Farm Bureaus of Valley, Macon, and Roosevelt counties. Tonight's event begins at 7 for 1 hour. Fraser School can accommodate around 700 people. YPR is a broadcast partner and will provide its feed to the Northern News Network stations and MTPR. The House candidates then take their campaigns to Billings for their second public debate this week. All three are expected to attend. Thursday's debate at Petro Theater at MSU Billings begins at 7 p.m. The doors open at 6:30. Seating is first come, first serve. The event is sponsored by YPR, the Billings Gazette, and Color 8 TV. At this time, the House candidates are scheduled to appear at their last event, October 5th, at Great Falls College MSU. The event is sponsored by the Great Falls Tribune and the Montana Farmers Union. Absentee ballots will be mailed out beginning October 14th. The general election is November 8th. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.
The Clear Creek fire popped up early Saturday morning on tribal land 3 miles northwest of Perma on the Flathead Reservation. It's just over 1,200 acres and 0% contained, says tribal fire prevention specialist C.T. Camel.
The last couple days it's been burnout operations, trying to get a hold of it. You know, because it's going to get really warm these next couple days.
The Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribes Division of Fire is fighting the blaze. Its cause is still under investigation. The Copper King Fire, near Thompson Falls, has reached almost 25,000 acres and remains 15% contained. Officials will hold a community meeting tonight at 7 o'clock at the Sanders County Fairground Pavilion in Plains. An off-duty Glacier National Park employee sustained non-life-threatening injuries after surprising a bear in the Swift Current Valley Saturday evening. Nikki Willett has more.
The woman was picking huckleberries a quarter mile off the Swift Current Pass Trail near Red Rock Falls when she startled what park officials believe was a sow grizzly bear. The bear reacted defensively, injuring the woman's leg and hands. The woman was able to walk most of the trail back to Many Glacier before she was met by park rangers. Glacier Park spokesperson Tim Raines says grizzly encounters have been up this year, matching the park's high visitation.
Surprise encounters, you know, can happen anywhere. The quick response and knowing how to respond helped to make what could have been a lot worse better.
The woman was carrying bear spray, but it was not deployed. Park wildlife managers consider this a non-predatory defensive attack and will not pursue the animal. The last visitor injury by a grizzly bear in Glacier National Park was September 29th last year, when a 65-year-old man surprised a sow grizzly with two cubs. The Swift Current Pass Trail was closed over the weekend, but reopened today. The nearby trail leading to Iceberg Lake and Ptarmigan Tunnel remains closed due to bear activity. I'm Nikki Willett, Montana Public Radio.
A new 500-acre prescribed burn in Idaho is pumping lots of smoke into Montana. The National Weather Service in Missoula says it may take a little while for the smoke from the Nez Perce Clearwater National Forests to clear out. Meteorologist Jeff Kitzmiller.
The problem is we do think there will be some wind in the coming days, but it may just move smoke around rather than getting completely rid of it.
Wildfire smoke is polluting the air in several western Montana communities. The Copper King fire led to very unhealthy air quality today in Thompson Falls. Hamilton's air quality was unhealthy. Missoula's bounced between moderate to unhealthy for sensitive groups. City County Health Department air quality specialist Sarah Cofield.
What we're seeing at our monitor might not be what people are experiencing where they are, so you need to be paying attention to their conditions and how their body is reacting to smoke and taking whatever measures are necessary to protect themselves.
Air quality readings at todaysair.montana.gov are updated every 15 minutes past the hour. With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant.